Well, let's go and have a chat with Sam Clipperton. Morning to you, Sam.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ron. How are we? Good, Sam.
Yeah, it's remarkable, Sam. We're 5 months away. We're the first day of winter, and with so much talk around the Everest, you would have really noticed it coming back from Hong Kong.
Yeah, well, even in Hong Kong, it was a big hype over there, and you know, we've just got through the autumn carnival. Now we're in the midst of the Queensland winter carnival, and soon, before we know it, we'll be right in the middle of the spring carnival. So there's plenty on, and it's all happening.
Solid book of rides today, Sam. This Sun Patch in the first, he showed good ability last preparation, and well, he should be running on here.
Yeah, he's a lovely horse. I had my first sit on him at the Hawkesbury Trials the other week, and from all reports, Ron Quinton says he's really matured up from last preparation. This is a good race for an off-season two-year-old race. This is a very strong race. So looks to be plenty of speed on paper. We've drawn an awkward barrier, so we'll just have to find a spot somewhere with a bit of cover back in the field. And like you said, with even luck, he should be hitting the line very strong.
The highway on Zadoro, he's won a highway in the past.
Yeah, he's a consistent highway horse, really. He's even last start, he ran six, but he was only beaten two lengths and loomed up to win the race. So, bit of cover midfield. He'll run his usual honest race for sure.
Lungberg in race three, how's he going? Very talented last preparation.
He was a model of consistency last prep. Rode him in both his trials this time in, and he gives me a lovely feel. I don't think the barrier's too bad. He looks to map pretty well on paper with a bit of speed out wide. He's first up, so naturally there's a bit of improvement there, but I rate him as probably my best chance of the day.
Mm-hmm. Let's sleep on it in race five for Gay and Adrian.
Yeah, look, she's a little bit in and out. Her run at Scone was probably only fair in a stronger race, but she's definitely talented enough. I remember I trialled her a few weeks back, and she gave me a really good feel in the trial, and that was actually before Scone. So she's only got to put her best foot forward to be competitive in a race like this.
Mm. Pelthronius, race six. He's won twice fresh in the past.
Yeah, he probably wants a wet track.
Yeah.
I trialled him at Warwick Farm. He actually won the trial, and it was quite a soft track that morning. So see the best of him. We probably want to see him a bit further into the preparation and on a very soft track.
High opinion in race seven. Chris has him flying without winning.
Yeah, he's going really well. He's running a lot of seconds and just struggling to break through for a win. But his form's been very good. His run in the Wagga Cup was excellent. Abdon won that race. And then even at Scone last day, I think he carried 61 kilos or something. It was a good, tough effort to grind away and hold second. So today he's dropped down to 54 kilos with me riding him a kilo over. Draws a nice barrier. He's fit, well, proven at the distance. And look, it's not an easy race again. You got Abdon, who beat him in the World Cup, and then Girl Tuesday, who's been in great form. But he's going to look the winner at some stage in the straight.
Roman Sun, race eight. He drops in class, and he has the ability to surprise.
For sure, and I didn't think he's running the Scone Cup. First up was that bad, really. It was a race where the backmarkers struggled to get into it. And, he was placed back in the field, back in the ruck, and he grinded home okay. So he would have taken a lot of improvement out of that, naturally. And this race is a big field, but it doesn't look to be a standout chance in the race. So he can definitely run a big race for sure.
And you finish with Chapelco for Joe. He probably needs to find his form from last preparation.
He does. He looks an outsider in this race, but I rode him first up this time in, and he wasn't beaten all that far. And then last start, he was just caught right off the track around Canterbury and faded in the finish. So perhaps with a better barrier, softer run, he can improve.
Mm. You're keeping pretty busy. You're happy the way things are going?
I am, yeah. Look, it's Geez, it's tough in Sydney. The riding talent is just incredible. But I wasn't expecting to be, you know, just find my spot straight away. I was expecting it to be difficult, and it has been, but I'm getting some terrific support off a wide variety of trainers, and I'm working hard and getting plenty of rides. So I guess I just need to be patient for those quality rides to come my way. But, you know, I feel like I'm riding well, and when I get on the right one, I can definitely win on it. And I feel like I'm consistently running in the placings on sort of longer price horses. So, happy with how things are going, and looking forward to hopefully getting some good luck in the springtime.
Yeah, exactly. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much, guys.